Allison Barker is Corporate Communications Manager of Kentucky Power. Allison, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Wendy.
Kentucky weather can be so unpredictable this time of year, and especially heading into the summer. How does the geography of eastern Kentucky, with our tall mountains and low valleys, add to the complications when severe weather hits?
It's a very dense forested area, and trees on power lines don't mix. After a storm in eastern Kentucky, oftentimes there are a lot of broken poles caused by trees that were knocked down. Strong winds can cause trees outside of our right-of-way to fall on the lines because they're very huge old trees, and that can cause challenges not only for Kentucky Power, but also residents will often have trees that they need to clean up. So that's one reason it's good to maintain those areas that you can. We've invested $20 million a year on tree trimming to try to improve the reliability in the areas that we served, and we're seeing a big improvement there.
Well, with downed trees, do you ever have any issues with people that live on, you know, rural back roads and in hollers, so to speak, that with the flooding, the downed trees, that they get trapped and need to be rescued?
There have been cases in recent times when customers have been trapped by floodwaters. We've had an incident in the hazard area where our employees actually went with some emergency responders in a boat to deliver food to people.
Which communities are usually affected the most by storms? Is there a pattern of reoccurring issues with particular places? Or is it kind of random?
You know, it really is random. It depends on the weather. Most recently, there was some issues in Prestonsburg with a tragic fatality because of a strong wind storm that hit that area. So, you know, Mother Nature isn't choosy.
I'd imagine that repairing electrical lines in the mountains can take a much longer time than, say, in some of our central Kentucky communities. When the power goes out in eastern Kentucky, how long on average would you say it takes before it's back on?
Well, it depends on what the cause is. You know, when there's a lot of broken poles in remote areas, that can take a lot longer than if it was in downtown Pikeville or downtown Hazard, for example. Some of the areas that may only have a few family members on that line, it can take a long time sometimes to get the equipment and the supplies in to make the necessary repairs. We've had storms in the past where we've had to use bulldozers to access a broken pole to get new poles in there. Some of the areas where there are lines, there aren't roads.
During the summer, when the power is off, that creates a bigger problem for the elderly with being in the heat for extended time periods, too.
Well, that's one reason that we encourage customers to be prepared and have a plan. Create an emergency outage kit that includes flashlights and fresh batteries, a battery-powered radio or television if you have that, candles, matches, lighters, water for drinking and cooking, canned goods and a manual can opener. Have your important prescription medications, maybe camping equipment, and charge your cell phones before the storm in case you lose power. And have a plan for elderly and older family members with neighbors or your family, where what to do if and when they would lose power for an extended period of time. How are you going to help them? During the storm, we encourage people, you know, to take shelter inside and away from windows and doors and avoid contact with appliances and water that can conduct electricity, and never burn charcoal indoors because that can release poisonous carbon monoxide.
How do people contact Kentucky Power for more information?
There's many ways that you can contact us now. Old-fashioned phone, you can call our customer operations center at 1-800-572-1113. But we also have a mobile app now. If you download that on your cell phone before the storm and you experience an outage, you can simply use the camera function on your cell phone and scan the barcode on your meter, and it will report your outage.
What if someone found themselves in an emergency situation? Say they're driving in the mountains, they're caught in a pop-up storm, it brought on like fast rising water, down trees came down, they don't have cell service to call for help. Do you have any advice for someone that's in that situation?
I'm actually the board chair of the Eastern Kentucky chapter of the Red Cross. Kentucky Power and American Electric Power Foundation gave them a $150,000 grant last year to purchase an emergency response vehicle. Eastern Kentucky never had one before that. Before, they would have to borrow one from Lexington in the cases of floods and emergencies. And now with help from Kentucky Power and AEP, Eastern Kentucky now has their own emergency response vehicle. The Red Cross immediately responds to situations when there are emergency situations like this. So we're proud supporters of that. If you find yourself in a situation that you described, one of the first things that we at the Red Cross tell people, you know, if there are floodwaters there, get out and get to higher ground. I'm a proud board member, and I'm happy to chair the local chapter. The Red Cross has been part of my life since I was a child. My dad is a lifelong blood donor, and that was my first exposure to the Red Cross, and then, you know, learned how to swim through their programs. They do a lot for our community, and they're an important social agency throughout not only Eastern Kentucky, but throughout the whole Commonwealth.
Back in March, the Kentucky River flooded a lot of Estill County for many unprepared residents.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best resource for keeping an eye out on impending severe weather like that?
Well, I think our local media is our best resource for monitoring weather. Stations like yours provide up-to-date weather information, and that is critical in being prepared before a storm hits.
Allison Barker, Corporate Communications Manager of Kentucky Power. Allison, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.